is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.oh.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can Can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned every day through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have five more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business quick loan from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? chopsticks? Who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. All served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
They're playing basketball.
Right corner goes to Falk, who enters the lane. To Jhené Hoang in the left corner. Good on the three-pointer. We're tied up. We're tied up. Here's Ottaville dribbling into traffic. Steal by Hoang. A run out by Hoang. Got it for two. What a play by Jhené Hoang. Five in a row by Jhené. Ottaville's got to get a timeout. They do. Everyone on their feet. Entertaining state championship game here at The Shot.
Oh, the big shots and the exciting plays keep right on coming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained the three. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot. That was one of those no great shots. Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to Gordon. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five. Wow.
And you'll high-five your Scores broadcast listening partners when you enjoy boys and girls hoops action. Webcasts include these schools: the Sydney Yellow Jackets, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Botkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Rushi Raiders, Houston Wildcats, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Jackson Center Tigers, Anna Rockets, and the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Fort Loramie with a run out down the floor, 3-on-1. Dana Rose to the rack, in for two, and a foul.
That's what I watched Dana Rose do all day Saturday. She took a bump from a girl that's twice her size, and she continued the shot and made the basket. On top, Mixler, shot fake, into the lane, back to the basket. Fadeaway 10-footer, in. I think the excitement is going to overtake the fatigue coming down the stretch.
Goes to Poling in the post. Turner around 7-footer. Yes. That's money in the bank right there.
Oh, you can bank on Scores, the best high school coverage by a long shot.
Gets a screen from Gosek. Shoots the three, left corner. Got it! He's got it! Anna takes the lead by two. Gilskamp swished a shot, Chuck, to nearly out of bounds in the deep left corner.
Well, he's got ice water in his veins. I know that's a cliche, but that kid, you watch him play football, you watch him play basketball. He is an impressive athlete.
Here is Botkins, 3.9 to go. It's up the right side to Paul. Paul at midcourt, jumps and shoots a 40-footer. Holy cow! I don't believe what I just saw. Dane Paul for Botkins. Lofted in a high-arching 44-footer.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, it's a loud, noisy New Bremen High School gym. The radio on your phone tonight features New Bremen hosting Minster in Midwest Athletic Conference Girls Basketball. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Jack with Chuck. It's raucous already. The decibel level is 10 out of 10. We expect a good one, Chuck. Minster, New Bremen. Minster beat New Bremen last year at Minster by 3, 47-44. A last-second shot from midcourt, but Kelly Naylor of New Bremen went in, out, and Minster survived. And whenever these two teams get together, it's pretty often a tight game, although Minster has won the last 10, including a 51-33 victory over New Bremen 1 year ago. Minster Wildcats coming into the game with a fine mark this year, having lost just once in 15 games, 5-0 in the MAC. New Bremen 11-4 overall, 3-2 in the MAC, tied with St. Henry for the third spot in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Both Minster and Versailles unbeaten. Each team, Chuck, has played Fort Loramie. Each team was beaten by Fort Loramie. Of course, we saw the Minster-Fort Loramie game firsthand, and had Minster made a better percentage at the stripe, the Wildcats would have won, only 11 of 27 on free throws on that Saturday, January 12th. nearly a 70% shooting club at the stripe all year long.
Well, I think a lot of that had to do with the tension of that basketball game. That was number one. Number two,
sure,
Minster had not been in a lot of close games, and that sometimes hurts you going down the stretch.
Yep.
They're going to build off that. They learned. They didn't want to lose that game, but I guarantee you they learned a lot from it. And Coach Wiss will use that the next time that they're in a close game.
Oh, it was one heck of a play. She's one of just probably a small handful of young ladies in the state in girls D4 basketball who could have made that coast-to-coast drive to the basket and sink the shot en route to the goal. She's averaging 17 a game. Head coach Carla Siegel of Fort Loramie said, boy, she's really great. We tried to slow her down. Didn't slow her down very much. New Bremen will try to defend her here in this game tonight with probably Abby Thiemann, a 5'6 senior, best defender on head coach Chris Burden's club.
Well, one of the problems that evening was, or that afternoon, was that Ivy Wolf fouled out. She didn't play, but she played about 15 seconds in the second overtime, and she was out.
Yep.
And that's when Loramie pulled away to their 8-point win. So
yep,
nobody else really did a lot of good things for Minster that day, but boy, Ivy Wolf did.
Courtney Pringer had 11, a little better than a point below her per game average. It'll be the job of Kayla Bergman, 5'10 senior in the post for New Bremen, to slow Pringer down. Whoever wins the pivot battle might very well win this game.
Well, I think so, but I haven't seen New Bremen, so I don't know a lot about them. But I do know that Minster is going to pressure them, then they're going to pressure them, and then they're going to pressure them. And if their guards can handle the basketball and turn it into a half-court game, then I think they got a chance.
That game last year at Minster was a contest of about four or five mini runs. A couple of them were maxi runs. New Bremen started the game great. Then Minster challenged, overtook New Bremen early on second quarter. In fact, Minster bolted from 10 down to 10 up early in the third. Back came New Bremen. It was nip and tuck right down to the wire. New Bremen lost it by 3 points. As I mentioned, the Kelly Naylor shot from just inside the center stripe bounced around two or three times and came off. Minster shoots free throws at about a 65% clip. I said Minster, I should have said New Bremen. Minster right around 70, although it's dipped in the last couple weeks. Minster needs support from key players off the bench. It's not a club as deep as a year ago for head coach Mike Wiss. That may tell the story tonight. If either one of these clubs gets a young lady in foul trouble, who can come in as a substitute and ignite the fire?
Well, you look, Danielle Barhorst gets a lot of time. Carly Richard, I think, has improved through the season. She's getting better. She's getting a lot more playing time. The girl that I would like to see have a game tonight is Damaris Wolf. She was so good last year, and I don't know what's kind of holding her back. But the games that we've seen, she has not had the kind of games that we expected to see out of her.
Right. Kelly Naylor, Kayla Bergman, both average double digits for New Bremen, which is a pretty well-rounded team. In a recent victory over Parkway, Naylor led the club in scoring, 17 points. Madison Cordonier, a very good 5'10 sophomore, had 9 rebounds in that game. Katie Howell had 6 assists in that contest. Then in a comeback win over St. Henry by a score of 47-36. Cordonier led the team in scoring with 15. Caleb Bergman had 10 boards. Abby Thiemann, 4 assists. So 5 or 6 different young ladies head the categories in terms of assist making, rebounding, and point getting for New Bremen. A lot of balance. Taylor can shoot the 3, and she's assisted by 2 or 3 other girls. And Bergman and Cordonier possess good size on the inside to attack Courtney Pringer with.
Well, Courtney's going to have a good game, I think, for Minster tonight. But New Bremen does have some size in there that can battle her. Courtney's got a lot of experience. But you look at New Bremen, and the girls you're talking about, they're either seniors or sophomores.
Yep.
So, you know, it's feast or famine, but boy, sophomores at this point of the year, we've always talked about it. They're not inexperienced anymore.
Both teams shoot far better than 30% from behind the arc. Each club can nail it from range. Minster much better than a year ago. Minster last season, Chuck, not too much better than 25% behind the arc. They've improved that 10 percentage points this year, thanks in part to Janae Wolf. She can be dynamite from range.
Well, yeah, I mean, Janae Hoing.
What did I say?
Janae Wolf. You just added a wolf to them. They already got three. They don't need a fourth one.
Ivy Hoing?
But
no.
She's part of the wolf pack, though.
Right.
A girl we didn't talk about yet is Jessica Falk. That girl just is steady.
Yep.
She plays. She doesn't make mistakes. She shoots the ball well, plays good defense and rebounds. She is kind of the Kogi of last year.
Yeah, her shot selection is so good. If you ignore her, you give her space, boom, that 15-foot jump shot goes down.
Yeah, she's a good shooter.
It should be a very good game. Chris Burden, in his seventh year, head coach here at New Bremen. He's never beaten Minster. Head coach Mike Wiss, third year head coach Minster girls. Of course, last year, Minster state champs in girls Division IV. Of course, Mike has coached baseball for Better Than 20, was an assistant football coach for Better Than 20. Chris Burden has done an outstanding job as the mentor of this New Bremen program. 19-6 a year ago, 5-4 in the MAC, and a solid winning record here again in 2018-19. Last year, Minster clobbered New Bremen 51-33 in the second game of the district after the two clubs played a nail-biter, a real cliffhanger in the regular season. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors on this cold, icy night here in January. If you're shut in this evening, can't get out because of the weather, stay right with us. We'll warm you up. Should be a hotly contested game between the Minster girls and the New Bremen girls. A new underwriting sponsor, Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction, creating new homes, building additions, and remodeling. Over 40 years of pride and craftsmanship, which are custom built into every home improvement project. The Dan Eilerman team of Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick, they'll work with you step by step by step. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, 419-582-3824, 419-582-3824. And thanks to Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney, Regal for the crowning touch, 1269 Wapak in Sydney, online at regaltrophyawards.com, and Maury's Landing, Maury's Landing Restaurant across from Lake Loramie, State Route 362 in Minster. Catch the catch of the day at night. You'll enjoy that baked haddock dinner at Maury's Landing. Open at 6 a.m. The breakfasts are superb. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, South of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Chuck, I was chatting with Janae Hoing of Minster several minutes ago. We were recollecting that spurt of five straight points by her against Ottoville last year. It was 29-26 Ottoville in the state championship game. She scored five straight points, won a layup coast to coast. She said she was running for her life.
I remember that. I don't think she was nervous at that point.
We've got the starting lineups, the opening tip of tonight's game between the Minster girls and the New Bremen girls in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
And welcome back here to New Bremen. I'm Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Well, the one side of the New Bremen High School gym is nearly full. The bleachers on the far side behind the bench is not open. They are rolled back up against the wall flush. But here on the media side, Chuck, not many seats to be had. This game always triggers a huge crowd.
Well, I thought that Minster and Fort Laramie were close together, but coming from Minster to New Bremen, I think they're closer than that.
Oh, yeah. All you had is a Wendy's in between them.
I know. I tried to stop, but it was busy.
So many thanks to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, and the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Starting lineup for visiting Minster, Ivy Wolf at guard, 17 points a game, 5'8", sophomore. Janae Hoying at guard, 7.5 points a game, a 5'6", sophomore. So we've got two 10th graders in the backcourt for Minster. Jessica Falk at a wing, 5'9", senior. She'll wear 22 on her back. Courtney Pringer at the post, 6'2", and senior, 11 points a game. And Damaris Wolf on the forward, 5'10" tall, and a senior. Minster Lady Wildcats in the road, black, orange numbers, 10 in white. Opening five for New Bremen includes Hannah Tinkman, 5'8" senior at guard. She is joined by Abby Tiemann, a 5'6" senior. Madison Cordonier in a power forward spot, 5'10" senior. Kelly Naylor, a 5'6" senior at front. And Kayla Bergman in the middle, a 5'10" senior. Both Bergman and Naylor in double digits. Naylor about 13 points a game. She will shoot the three. We expect a lot of threes to get fired up in this contest here tonight. And the team that shoots 35 to 40% of them could very well win this contest. When you shoot threes, Chuck, that means you've got to track down the rebound. And oftentimes, it means that the offensive team gets a second or even third shot. That's pure hustle. Sometimes it's luck, but it can define the game.
Well, three-point shots tend to come off the rim differently than most other shots because of the distance. And usually, to me, I always felt like the shooter kind of knows where the rebound's going to go. They have a little bit of an advantage.
And thankfully for Minster, the long three-point shot to Kelly Naylor at the end of the game last year did come off at the buzzer. There was no rebound to be had. It was about a 40-42-footer. It rimmed twice and did not go in, preserving a Minster victory, 47-44, at home over New Bremen 1 year ago. And then New Bremen thumped, or I should say, Minster thumped New Bremen 51-33 in the second game of the tournament. Opening tip to start the game won by Minster, which advances the ball to our left. It's Ivy Wolf on the arc. Let's see who is chasing her defensively for the New Bremen Cardinals. Yep, it is Tiemann checking her now. We thought that would be the matchup. Tiemann all over. Ivy Wolf drives baseline, leaves it behind her for Pringer, who chucks up a three to hit the flange. There's that long rebound we spoke about. Rebound Ivy Wolf on the arc to Damaris Wolf. She jacks one up. It curls out. No. Rebound New Bremen. Here's Naylor down the floor to Tiemann, 25 feet away on the right. Tiemann tried to handle Ivy Wolf. First possession, did a pretty good job on her. There's a lot of basketball to be played. That was just one trip down the floor for Minster. Here's Naylor veering off to the right. Flips it behind her to Madison Cordonier. Straight away to Tinkman. Here's a deep left corner three try. It is short of the mark, but Tiemann rebound Minster. guarding down the floor, Ivy Wolf. Low in the right to Pringer. Shot feet. A shot fake, I should say. Then up a second time and in against Bergman.
That was just quick. She catches it. She shoots it. That's what she needs to do.
Courtney ran the floor nicely. Minster leads it 2-0. Courtney zipped down the hardwood, posted up on the block, and got the easy goal. We played a minute and a half. Here's Naylor on the arc for New Bremen. Bounce pass far left side to Tiemann. To Tinkman. Ball pried loose by Minster. New Bremen gets it back. Straight away with it. It is Naylor. Naylor, he steps into the lane, dribbling hard. Punched free by Minster. Wildcats have got it. Damaris Wolf down the floor. Hand off in the post area to Pringer. She's double-teamed, triple-teamed. Swatted free. New Bremen's got it back. Naylor stops and pops inside the arc. Missed it right. Rebound Pringer. Still 2-0 Minster. We played 2 minutes, 10 seconds. Janae Hoing, far right corner. Into Pringer, twisting, turning on Bergman. Pringer's double-teamed. A trio of players on her. Back out to Janae. Janae overshoots a triple. Good weak side rebound on the play by Naylor of New Bremen. Bounce pass up ahead to Tiemann. It goes to side court into the Minster bench.
Pringer's got to keep the ball up around her shoulders, and she's got to go up strong in there. She brought it down that time. Too many hands down there when you bring it to your waist.
We played 2.5 minutes. Still 2-0 Minster. New Bremen, man to Manning against Falk, 25 feet away on the right. In the right corner, Ivy Wolf steps back, launches the triple. Swish! She's got it. Ivy Wolf, that was all net.
Yeah, nice job of getting herself open for the three.
And here's a steal in backcourt, taken away by Falk. DeHoyne, driving layup, good. Head coach Chris Burden of New Bremen needs a timeout. We played nearly 3 minutes. Finster charges to a 7-0 lead. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
In Fort Loramie, thank you, Custom Foam Products in Brookins in Fort Loramie, along with American Architectural Glass. Stop by Brookins. Carl Arnes has been on board, owner-manager, last 13, 14 months. He's tweaked that late-night menu Thursday through Saturday, open till 2:30 at Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Here is New Bremen possessing the ball after the timeout. Baseline jump shot tried in the play by Madison Verdonier. Pringer crams it. Loose ball, side court. It's on the deck, rolling out of bounds. Foul called against Minster.
Yeah, Hoing, when she was reaching in, grabbed an arm.
Hannah Tankman inbounds for New Bremen right in front of us. 4:47 to go opening period. 7-0 Minster. New Bremen jumped on Minster. At the Minster gym a year ago, tonight the Wildcats return the favor. High right, Madison Verdonier's got the ball against Damaris Wolf. Cross-court pass to Tiemann. Tiemann to Bergman in the corner. Now to Verdonier, who comes out to catch. Dishes to Naylor. New Bremen having a hard time penetrating the Minster defense. Into the post to Verdonier. She spins, loops it up toward the rim from 5 feet. It trickled off, no good. Rebounded by Minster. Long lead out down the floor to Falk. Into Pringer. Stolen by New Bremen. And then stolen right back by Minster. Ivy Wolf is available. Look out. Got it from three-point land. Ivy Wolf hoists in a triple. Her second three-bagger of the night.
Hadn't come close to the rim with either one of them.
No. Minster pressure. New Bremen whips it down the floor. Bergman's got one shot, a second. It danced off the iron. Rebound jammed out of bounds by Minster.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. They're letting them play inside. There was a lot of hammering going on there.
Yep. Yeah, hands are pounding arms. But so far, the official's pretty consistent. It's a high-contact game through the first 4 minutes plus. Here's the ball entered into the post to Ellie Retkerman. 5'10 sophomore subbing in for New Bremen. Missed the post shot. Rebounded by Minster. Here's Ivy Wolf skipping up the floor. 10-0 Minster. Ivy penetrates the lane. Goes to Damaris. High-low action down into Pringer. Left hand up and in for two. Minster bowling to a 12-0 spread. 3:20 left, opening period. Dribbling down the right side, it's Tiemann. Pressure from Minster, giving New Bremen a lot of difficulty. Here's Naylor dashing up ahead. Right flank, Cordonier. Line drive, 15-footer. Swish! Cordonier gets New Bremen on the board. Good-looking jump shot from the sophomore. 12-2 in favor of Minster. Minster outscored New Bremen 12-0 first 3 minutes. There's a lob pass down inside by Minster. Intended on the play for the cutter, Janae Hoing, spiked out of bounds by New Bremen. We are amidst the Cardinals cheering section.
They got a lot of kids over there making some noise.
Yep, it's a youthful crowd.
Everything's a youthful crowd to us.
Uh-huh. Sure, it sure is. Here's a good cut down the lane by Falk. Got the entry from the perimeter and made it with the left hand. Falk at her best. That was a difficult play. She perfected it. 14-2, Minster. New Bremen's got the ball. Naylor on the arc. Ivy Wolf all over her. Naylor back to the basket foul line. Goes left side of the floor to teammate Cordonier. Whistled on top to Naylor. Hand off right flank to Abby Tiemann. In the right corner now to Molly Smith, who's in, a 5'8 senior. Here's Naylor. She bowls her way into the lane. Loops it up from 10 feet. It bounces. No good. Rebound by Courtney Pringer of Minster, and somebody's on her back.
Well, I'll tell you one thing I've noticed. Naylor handles the ball well. She went behind her back in traffic and had control of it.
Yeah, she's like a bulldog penetrating the lane. If you come out and guard her nose-to-nose, she'll drive it. She's a good three-point shooter. But so far, Minster's defended extremely well. Look out! Ivy Wolf again between the rings. 28-footer all net for the third time. She's got three threes. Minster pressing at midcourt. Carly Richard dives on the ball for the Wildcats. Let's see what's been ruled. Arrow favors New Bremen. What a grand beginning here for Minster. Wow. Who would have thought a 15-point difference in this game in 6 minutes?
Five girls have scored and Wolf's hit three threes. That's a pretty nice start.
And Ivy Wolf has not come close to touching the rim. All three of the triples by her. Each one rolled right down through the ropes, cored entirely. Not one of the three shots touched the iron. Top of the circle, Cordonier for New Bremen. Hand off to Naylor. 17-2, Minster. Here's a dipsy-doo down the paint area by Naylor. Shoveled it. Not good, but a foul. Two free throws for her. Minute 39 left opening quarter. So far, Chuck, Minster 17-2 cushion, blowing out New Bremen, which needs to close the quarter well and then scrap back into this game before halftime.
Well, I like the way Naylor's kind of starting to try to take this over a little bit.
Free throw by her, fouled in the act of shooting, getting two. She's got the first one. Second one hits the back brace. Long rebound, tracked down by Ivy Wolf. Up ahead to Carly Richard. Carly in the game now for Minster. 5'7" and senior. Here's a 15-foot shot by Damaris Wolf, deflected by New Bremen. Damaris got it back, up and under in the lane area, and she slapped on the arm. Two free throws for Damaris.
Nice rebound and a good job of getting that ball up. She was surrounded. She still got it up towards the rim to get the foul.
Free throw line, Damaris Wolf for Minster. Eyes the basket, one dribble. Bingo, she's got it. 18-3, Minster. Second attempt for her. Janae Hoing comes to the sideline for. No, she's back on the floor for Minster. Ivy Wolf gets a breather, and does Falk. Ivy deserves it. A 9-point beginning of the game for her. And both free throws by Minster's Damaris Wolf up and in. Was that Damaris who made them both, Chuck?
Yes, yes.
19-3 in favor of Minster. A minute 19 to go here in the first quarter. Kelly Naylor brings it up the right side. Here's a pass far left flank to Smith. 16-footer glances off the iron short. Tie up on the rebound. It will belong to Minster. Minster minute 10 to go, opening quarter. It has been all Wildcats so far, in contrast to last year's game at Minster. New Bremen owned the opening 7 or 8 minutes. Janae Hoing, top of the circle, Minster. Left side pass, Carly Richard. Richard looks straight away for a three-point shooter. It's a long one. It is airballed short. Courtney Ernst let it fly. It got a piece of the rim, went out of bounds to New Bremen.
That's just a little too quick out of that.
Pressure by Minster in backcourt. New Bremen gets it into Tiemann. Tiemann up the near side to Smith. Trying to be choked off by Ernst. Smith drives it ahead. Between the rings, it goes to Tankman. Outside the arc on the left flank, it's Tiemann. She pumps up a long trifecta. It is in and out. No good. Rebound Minster. Here's a hurried pass up the floor, out of bounds. 38.4 to go here in the opening stanza. 19-3 lead Minster. Well, if Minster has a good second quarter, the Wildcats will put New Bremen away early. Oh, my. The intensity on defense by Minster has just caused New Bremen to make another floor error.
Well, that's what I said. If they can get into a half court without turning the ball over, they got a shot. But so far, they're not.
Down to 24 seconds left in the opening period. With the ball 40 feet away, Janae Hoing for Minster on the bounce. Now she retreats toward the timeline. Minster's going to make sure it gets the last shot, ending the opening 8 minutes. High post to Pringer. Looks down inside, then goes to Richard, deep left corner with six to go. She's guarded tightly. To Pringer on the arc, steps inside the arc, missed it from 21 feet. Rebound low on the right, good. Wow, Courtney Ernst got it. Pringer jostled back and forth on the three-point line, let it fly. It came off the rim, oddly. Courtney Ernst was there for the putback. 21-3, Minster on scorersbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK Soccer Complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Minster. And the Minster Wildcats rank number 2 in the state in Ohio Girls Division 4 and defending state champs are putting it on New Bremen 21-3. Second quarter doesn't begin any better for New Bremen. A travel in the post. How many turnovers for the home team?
That's 6 now.
Ivy Wolf up and over the timeline. She has drilled 3 threes right through the net. None of them touched the rim. And here's another one by Minster from downtown. Janae Hoing doesn't touch the rim. A corner bomb. Wow. A long one from range for Janae. What a 1-2 punch from distance that is in backcourt. Here's Kelly Naylor behind the back dribble against the pressure. Goes baseline right to a teammate. It's fumbled on the play and then thrown to the foul line where a shot is pumped in by Cordonier. 16-footer. Big hoop for New Bremen. 24-5. Only 2 field goals for the Cardinals so far, each by Cordonier. She's at nice form, does the sophomore, on that jumper. 19-point lead for Minster. Here's a straightaway three by Ernst. Banged it off the back iron. Long rebound, though, to Damaris Wolf. Hand off to Ernst. Driving layup is good. Easy does it. 26 points for Minster in 9 minutes. Here's Kelly Naylor trying to handle pressure all by her lonesome. Has it ripped away. Foul called against Minster. 6:45 to go in the second. Minster trying to leave no doubt as to whether or not this game might become close. Now they're trying to put New Bremen away early on here in the first half. They've done a good job doing so to this point, up with 21. Here's New Bremen, challenged on the arc. Sloppy pass down inside, mishandled. Minster possession again. Damaris Wolf back on the floor. Good job and a brief spurt by Courtney Ernst for Minster.
I'm not sure who 22 is. I know she played JV. Wasn't on their roster.
Straight away with the ball. Falk for Minster on the bounce. Ball lobbed out high. Then down inside to Pringer. She turns and goes to the cup. She's got it for two. Courtney Pringer doing her thing. 28-5 in favor of Minster. 6 minutes to go, second quarter. Naylor foul line. Hits a cutter. Abby Thiemann baseline right. Ball entered into the lane to a teammate who has a shot blocked, taken away by Pringer. Quickly down the floor, Falk. She guns it. She's got it. Another trifecta for Minster, which can do no wrong. Leading 31-5, under 6 to play, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Up, head coach Chris Burden of New Bremen going to his bench often in the first half of this game, trying to find a combination that to number one get the ball up the floor against Minster, which leads 31-5, 5:50 to go in the second. Up for the JVs, playing now for New Bremen is Kaylee Friend, a 5'7" freshman, very good ball player, getting time on the court in the varsity tilt now. And here's Kelly Naylor with the ball right in front of us for New Bremen. She dribbles down in the corner and steps out.
Normally I'd say she's trying to do too much, but I don't think she has any choice.
31-5, Minster in the lead by 26. 5.5 to go in the second. Here's Ivy Wolf, 35 feet away. Goes to the foul line, fumbled the ball, and New Bremen's got it. Here's Naylor on the charge up the floor. Dishes deep left corner to Thiemann. Thiemann jumps and shoots from 16. It is short. Rebound Pringer of Minster. Outlet to Ivy. 3-on-3. Ivy takes it all the way to the rim, overshoots it. Rebound Friend of New Bremen. 5 minutes left in the second. 31-5. Minster surprisingly leading by 26. Not a surprise. Minster's on top. But the separation is enormous. 26-point difference. Uh-oh. Turnover crops up again for New Bremen.
Well, she's gonna have to sit down. I think Naylor's getting a little tired. She switched pivot feet that time under pressure.
Yeah, these New Bremen ladies frustrated by Minster's clamping defense. It's been suffocating. 4:57 to go here in the second quarter. Midcourt with the ball. Ivy Wolf for Minster. Flares off to the left, goes to Falk. On top to Pringer, back to Falk, left flank. Falk is picked up by Katie Howell, 5'6" sophomore in off the bench. Here's a triple from the right wing by Damaris Wolf of Minster. It caromed off the iron, and it's tracked down by Howell in the opposite corner for New Bremen. 4.5 to go, second quarter. Near side pass, Thiemann. Baseline against Damaris Wolf. Flips it opposite corner of the floor below the backboard, and it's poked out by Courtney Pringer of Minster, which leads 31-5. You heard me correctly. 4:23 to go in the second quarter. Number two team in the state in girls division four is Mighty Sharp tonight. Here's a deflected pass at midcourt by Minster. New Bremen gathers it. It's Tiemann into the post to Friend. The freshman makes an errant bounce pass, trying to reach Bergman. Stolen by Hoing. Down the floor to Maris Wolf for Minster. Shot fake, then she angles off into the left corner. Out back to Hoing into the post area. Pringer, she's roughed up on the play, fouled by New Bremen.
Well, when you're playing against Minster, and especially if you haven't seen them, things look open. I mean, passes look open, and they're not. You throw that pass, and all of a sudden, there's a defender standing there saying thank you.
Yeah, it's a very quick closing defense.
They double-team everything, and then they hedge and get back to their man so quickly.
Here's Ivy Wolf, deep right corner, Carly Richard. Shot fake, drives. Near side pass to Ivy. Step back three. Online, short. She missed one. Proving she's human. Here's a rebound by New Bremen in backcourt, and the Cardinal player is knocked to the ground. Foul. Carly Richard of Minster. 3:46 to go, second quarter, lopsided here at New Bremen, 31-5 in favor of the Wildcats. Inbounded by New Bremen, stolen on the play by Minster. Ivy Wolf into Pringer, blocked away by New Bremen. Here come the Cardinals racing down. Tiemann, far side of the floor, ball kicked out by Pringer of Minster. Well, we look straight across the floor, above the scores table on the far side. And there's our scoresbroadcast.com banner.
That was nice of them not to let people sit over there so we could put it up there.
It stands out, doesn't it?
Yeah, against the orange and the, I'm not sure what the other color is.
It's sort of a gold.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a cardinal, I guess, cardinal red.
Yeah,
cardinal. I guess that's why they call them the Cardinals.
Cardinal red and gold. High right with the ball, Cordonier for New Bremen on the dribble. Picks up her dribble, comes cross court, and guess what? Ivy Wolf is there to make the interception. They head to a teammate who got away with a walk. Near side, Daniel Barhorst to Wolf in the left corner. Another trifecta by her, bounced off the rim, no good. Daniel Barhorst bats up the tip, it rolls out. Rebound far corner to New Bremen. Daniel Barhorst, senior, 5'10 player in now for Minster. Timeout called. 3:14 left in the half. 31-5. Minster in a rout on scoresbroadcast.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. Mmm, all served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Well, Chuck, the past few years, these games have been fairly close, with the exception of the tournament game last season when Minster blew out New Bremen by 18. Tonight, wow. Minster was primed, and here on the road tonight, it's a huge performance for the Wildcats.
They've cooled off a little bit now. They scored, after being up 21-3 at the quarter, they scored the first 10 points of the second quarter, just drilled them.
By the way, the Minster-Dayton Carroll game has been rescheduled at Dayton Carroll, Saturday, February 9th. Dayton Carroll was beaten this week by Beaver Creek, had been ranked number one in the state in girls Division II. Beaver Creek, of course, Division I. But that flying to the hoop game that was postponed because of bad weather between Minster and Dayton Carroll, now set for Carroll on the second Saturday of February. New Bremen with the ball, far left corner, it's Friend. Goes to the top of the key, handoff to Cordonier for the Cardinals. She goes baseline, makes a bounce pass below the rim, and stepped on the strike below the basket.
A little contact that time, but maybe she stepped out before.
Yeah, I think I've got a foul. 2:43 left, second quarter, 31-5 Minster. Not only has Minster's offensive performance been phenomenal, wow, New Bremen averaging 41 a game, being limited to 5 in the first, 13 minutes?
Yeah.
Outside the arc on the left, it's Ernst for Minster. Courtney, a 5'8 senior, goes high post, and the ball lobbed deep left corner, Falk, back to Ernst. into the post area to Falk. Squares up, shoots the 10-footer, shy of the mark. Rebound yanked down by Cordonier of New Bremen. 2 minutes left, second quarter. Cordonier midcourt to Howell. Howell against Ivy Wolf. Gets a screen. Ball pried away. And it is tracked down by Minster. 3-on-2. Barhorst up ahead to the three-point shooter. It's Falk. Got it.
Oh, they called it. Looked like he was on the line.
Appeared as though she might have been straddling, but apparently she had both big toes behind the three-point mark, and she tossed it in.
I'm trying to get a replay on NK Telco sitting in front of me, but I can't see it.
Scoreboard says 33. I don't think that's right if it was a three. Here's a steal by Minster. Quickly down the floor. Ivy Wolf missed it. Sick back, yes. Danielle Barhorst, and a foul on New Bremen. And the lead expands.
Should be 36.
Yeah, that was a triple.
They called it a triple.
Yes, they did. It was 31-5 at the time of the three ball by Falk. Now the stick back by Barhorst. Scoreboard says 35. Unless it was a two-pointer, it's 36 for Minster. Barhorst at the stripe to make it 37. The left-hander misses. Long rebound, scurried after by Pringer, who then throws it away. Naylor on the pick. Kelly Naylor dashes the other way. Good driving layup by Kelly of New Bremen. 35-7, Minster. Minute 16 to go, first half. Ivy Wolf between the rings for Minster. Left corner, whistles it to Ernst. Ernst jostled by Naylor. Outside the arc, Ivy Wolf skips it cross court for Barhorst. Picked up there by Smith. Between the rings, it's Ernst. 1 minute to go, first half. 35-7 sounds like an NFL score. Deep in the right corner for Minster, it's Lily Peltier who's in. Ball looped, baseline, left of the rim. New Bremen didn't touch it. Out of bounds to the Cardinals, who will bring it down with 51 ticks to go. 35-7 Minster. 10 players in backcourt. And then the Hail Mary is thrown by New Bremen. A long run out the other way. It's caught in stride by Thiemann, who lays it up and through. Nice play by Thiemann. Over the shoulder catch. Ivy Wolf on the arc to Ernst for Minster. She's got an avenue.
Wow.
Down the lane. Left hand. Good.
Nice move by Ernst right there.
I don't think she had an extra step. New Bremen crowd thought she walked.
Step and a half.
37-9 Minster. 25 seconds to go. Second quarter. On the arc for New Bremen. It's handled there by Thiemann. Now to Naylor, 30 feet away. High post Thiemann. Bergman. Right corner Thiemann at the elbow. 11 ticks left, first half. Here's Ellie Retkerman, 5'10 sophomore with it. New Bremen's got to hurry to get off a shot. Naylor angles right corner. A wild fadeaway hits the side of the board, and that's it. Minster's defense on that last possession, just like it's been the entire first two quarters here in the first half tonight. It has stopped New Bremen cold. Every bit as cold as it is outside. Solid D from the Wildcats, who lead it 37-9 after two quarters of play. 28-point lead. Commanding advantage for Minster after two periods here tonight at New Bremen. We'll double-check on that score during our break. We do believe the scoreboard is right. Is that correct, Chuck?
So they called that. The guy over here, they called a three. But the scorebook, the home scorebook, is the official score. So I'm going to go ahead and leave it where it is because I know what they called.
So if it was a two-point shot from behind the arc by, who was it, Falk, who made it? On
jumper? Yes.
That shot by Falk was recorded as a two. Minster's got 37 total. If indeed it was a three, the official, his mechanics displayed 3-point goal. And if indeed it was, Minster's got 38, although the scoreboard reads 37-9 Minster at the break on scores broadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at New Bremen. All Minster Wildcats, the number two ranked team in the state in girls division four, has totaled 37 while limiting New Bremen to 9 in the first 16 minutes. Our halftime report presented to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck?
Well, I changed it. I changed it to 37, but I know he put his hands up. But
he did.
I'm not going to argue with him. I don't think 37 or 38 to 9 makes a lot of difference.
Uh-uh.
Rebounding, 17 to 7 advantage for the Wildcats, 5 to 1 on the offensive boards. The Cardinal turned it 15 times in the first half. Minster only turned it 5. 2 of 3 from the free throw alone line for Minster. 1 of 2 for New Bremen. Only 3 people scored for New Bremen. I guess you got 9 points. 4 for Madison Cordonier, the sophomore. 3 from Kelly Naylor and 2 from Abby Tiemann. They scored 3 and 6, 9 for the first half. Minster led by Ivy Wolf with 9, 7 for Jessica Falk, 6 for Courtney Ernst, 6 for Courtney Pringer, 5 for Janae Hoing, 2 for Danielle Barhorst, 2 for Damaris Wolf. 7 young ladies scored. They scored 21 and 16 and lead it 37 to 9 at the half.
Yeah, Chuck, normally I ask you, what does the team that's behind have to do to get back in the game? I don't think there's much of an opportunity in two quarters for New Bremen to get that done.
Now, if I was in the locker room and I was New Bremen's coach, I'd talk about hustle effort, which I thought they had in the first half, trying to take care of the basketball and trying to keep the thing, not to get way out of hand. That's the only thing you can talk about.
Kelly Naylor has tried to be a bulldog at times, handling the basketball. She can't do it by her lonesome, though.
No, she did a good job, but boy, when they had to take her out second quarter to sit for a little bit, and you can see her over there, and she's breathing hard. You're asking a young lady she's doing it all. She's trying to score, going against the double team, running up and down the floor, playing defense. She was tired.
Hey, when was the last time you saw a young lady sink three-pointers in a row to start the game? Tall, floating skyscrapers that went down through the rim, didn't touch the net, tickled the twine, rolled them through the ropes, all three without hitting the orange. A three straight Ivy Wolf to start the game. Unbelievable marksmanship by her.
Well, and only a sophomore, and that kid can just play. She's a great outside shooter, but she gives her the basket. She distributes the ball well, plays great defense. She is an all-around basketball player.
That's our halftime report here at New Bremen. 37-9 Minster. Our intermission stats brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine, located in Sydney, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing house dinner. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Thanklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon,
perform successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
We are back here at New Bremen. I'm Jack with Chuck on scorersbroadcast.com. Our halftime report brought to you by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on Scores and has done so since our start 13 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. That happened way back in 1982, and we are so thankful for LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center. We could not have gotten started more than a dozen years ago without the founding support of LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center. Jeff Bray and I got scoresbroadcast.com underway about 13 years ago. Couldn't have done it without the help from LaCal. Tonight, LaCal Equipment highlights a couple players, one from each team. For Minster, Courtney Pringer, a senior, outstanding 3.85 GPA student, daughter of Dennis and Krista, active in National Honor Society, the You Are Enough mental health student group. She's on that committee, the Youth Leadership Council as well. She's a member of CAR Teens, and she used to be active in 4-H and the Junior Fair Board as well. She'll play basketball at Xavier and study early childhood education. Hannah Tinkman is recognized tonight for the New Bremen Cardinals. She's a senior, 3.8 GPA, daughter of Dina and Ron. I might note that I think one of the two is a New Bremen grad. I thought it was Dina. Softball outfielder is Hannah Tinkman for New Bremen, National Honor Society, yearbook, FCA. That's a fellowship of Christian athletes. Also participates in cross country. She'll start out at OSU Lima, transfer to the main campus in Columbus, and, like Courtney Pringer, pursue early childhood education. Courtney Pringer, Minster, Hannah Tinkman, New Bremen, recognized tonight by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Your radio on your phone for high school sports.
And we are also sponsored here tonight by the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, both in Rushi. Thank you, Francis Schulte and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, the gem of Rushi, owned by Jolene Rinderly. Drop in, tell her you heard about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Plus Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. It's grown to include 8 expanding divisions. And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets, helping vets get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282 or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. And we salute the in-between just south of Botkins the food is not in between. It's out of this world at the in-between just south of Butkins in northern Shelby County. Gaufney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, Gaufney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. And thanks to Brookins in Fort Loramie, 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookinspub.com. That's Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Carl Arnes, new owner over the last 1 year plus, creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins, which is also the ideal place for anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. Oh, your taste buds will love the juicy roasted chicken dinners, the many savory sandwiches, the cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. Plus, on Saturday nights, it's the delicious pork chop special, 2 8-ounce marinated chops at Brookins, open till 2:30, Thursday through Saturday. You can't beat Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Here we go, third quarter underway. Minster possession to our right, leading 37-9 over New Bremen. Damaris Wolf feeds Courtney Pringer high post. Now Ivy Wolf in the left corner, and she scoots around the floor into the lane. A running one-hander, banked too hard. New Bremen's got the rebound. Here come the Cardinals up over the timeline. It's Kelly Naylor. We played 30 seconds here in the third. Now to Bergman. Bergman, the post player, comes out to catch it. Back to Naylor. Between the rings, the ball fed on the play to Cordonier. Down in the left corner, Bergman back to the basket. Ball passed off on the play to Smith. Smith into the left corner to Tiemann. She's cornered. Gives it to Naylor straight on. Ivy Wolf's done a good job on her. Here's Naylor below the foul line. Nowhere to go. Minster's defense thwarting New Bremen at the moment. Cordonier deep in the right corner. Tries to throw it. Damaris Wolf bats it. Pringer picks it up. Minster on the theft. Down the floor, Pringer, left corner Damaris, three ball on the way, good! Another triple for Minster. Boy, this Minster team, Chuck, much improved behind the arc over a year ago when it shot, 26% or so? About 10 points higher this season. Ball smacked in midcourt by Pringer, she swipes it, hits a trailer down the floor, all the way to the rim, Ivy Wolf, two more for Minster. 40.
Nice. Woo. Nice pass that time by Pringer.
Yeah, unselfish play. Well done. 42-9. Minster. New Bremen heaves it out of bounds. Head coach Chris Burden has seen enough. He's got a timeout. 2 minutes gone in the third. Minster by 33 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years, each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
I tell you what, Chuck, the music's been good.
I was going to say, it was in there at halftime, and I always felt like Sydney had the best music.
Yeah,
I think New Bremen's beating them.
I love it. You know what?
They could play it during the game now that it's 42-9.
Yeah, it's some 70s and 80s.
Yeah, exactly. A little Bob Seger going on right now.
Uh-huh. I think before the game started tonight, I heard some of my favorite, a little Hall & Oates. 6:19 to go, third quarter. Minster with the ball at midcourt, leading 42-9 over New Bremen. Near side, Janae Hoyne. Looks like New Bremen's changed up defensively. There's Hoyne going cross-court to Damaris Wolf. That's a zone look, right?
Yeah, they're in a 1-3-1.
Loop near side to Hoyne, who backs it out. She hurls it cross-court to Falk. Now Ivy Wolf, she gets down into the teeth of the zone, drives, leaves it on the arc for Hoyne, who doesn't shoot. Ivy, right side of the floor, 5:48 to go in the third. 42-9 our score. Shot fake by Falk. Falk back outside to Janae Hoyne. Of course, The wasting away of time right here favors Minster, which owns the enormous lead, 42-9. Ivy Wolf penetrates, gives it to Damaris, back to Ivy. Look out. Bingo from downtown.
That one hit the rim a little bit, though.
It did. It grazed the iron going in. Yeah, Ivy Wolf has been money in the bank. Shooting behind the arc. What's that, four for her, Chuck? Baseline drive.
Yes.
Cordonier's free for New Bremen. Overshot it, though. Weak side rebound, Ivy. Out ahead to Hoing. Hoing dances into the lane. Goes to Damaris. Her arching triple is there as well on target. Damaris Wolf. Wow. 48-9.
That's eight threes now by the Wildcats.
And Minster kicks it out of bounds.
I got confirmation on that one by Falk.
Yep.
It was a two, even though the official on this side put his hands up for a three.
They did. I saw it, too, right in front of us. Triple, right corner. New Bremen off the mark. Rebounded by Minster. 4:38 to go, third quarter. Here's Ivy throwing into the paint for Pringer. She's swamped on the play, but two defenders ruled a tie-up.
Yep.
Arrow goes New Bremen's way.
Well, the pass got her in trouble that time. There was too many people around.
Yep. Well, we saw New Bremen shoot the three ball in the tournament last year better than it did during the season. And right now, Chuck, the Wildcats are shooting it better here in January in 2019 than the Wildcats shot it in the tourney en route to the state championship last year. Shot missed by Minster. New Bremen gets the rebound. Kelly Naylor down the floor. She's crowded in the lane. Shoots it up there anyway. It skipped off the rim and is tapped out by Minster with 4:14 to go here in the third. Ball inbounded to Cordonier in the right corner. Her arm is grappled by a Minster player. Foul, Damaris Wolf. 4:13 left here in the third. 48-9. Minster commanding lead. Cordonier right corner pivots. Comes cross court on the play to Abby Tiemann. Tiemann to Naylor. Gave it up. Here's Tiemann again. Now Tankman, baseline left. Tankman for New Bremen was our LaCal Equipment spotlight player at the half for the Cardinals. Interception by Minster. Here come the Wildcats. Deep left corner, three Damaris Wolf. Bombs away. Another three ball. Wow.
She's only one behind Ivy now.
Woo-wee. How many total triples for the Wolves?
That's not, well, for the Wolves, I think we take two away, so they got seven.
Trick question. I threw a curve at you.
You did. I had to do a little math, a little subtraction.
Baseline, New Bremen with the ball raked away out of bounds off Minster. 51-9, Minster. 3:30 left to go here in the third quarter. Now, we expected a much closer game, a 10 or 12 point contest. Anyway, not the case. Minster clicking on all cylinders and then some. Here's New Bremen inbounding. Deep left corner, triple by Tiemann behind the screen. It rim, came out. Weak side rebound, New Bremen. Retterman's got it. Foul, Minster. Three minutes, 23 seconds to go here in the third. 51-9, Minster. Tomorrow night on scoresbroadcast.com. Shelby County League boys action. Jackson Center entertains Fort Loramie. Deep right corner, Naylor. She's almost out of bounds. Hurled up a three. It glanced off the rim. Ball taken down off the window in the lane by Retterman of New Bremen. Somebody's on her shoulder. Foul against the Cats. New Bremen inbounding left of the basket. 51-9. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Naylor gets it in. Goes head of the key on the play to Molly Smith. Outside the arc, 30 feet away, it's Tiemann. She barrels down the left side of the lane, weaves it behind her to Molly Smith. Now between the rings, it's Kelly Naylor. Naylor goes up and under and scores. What a nice effort by Kelly Naylor. Foul against Minster to boot. Count it, plus one for Naylor.
Christmas is not over yet, but that was a gift.
Danielle Barhorst whacked her on the arm
about 3 steps and 10 seconds before she made the basket.
Yeah, it could have been called. Could have been called a foul, ball out of bounds, no shot.
Well, at 51-9, I don't think it's going to affect the end of the game.
Little NBA continuation. And Naylor dropped in the free throw to make it 51-12 in favor of Minster with 2:58 left here in the third quarter. Two games on Saturday for you. The Minster Wildcats host Anna. Anna was leading Houston 30-17 at the half in a partial score in Shelby County League girls play. Dribbling, driving, foul line is Minster. It's Hoing to Richard on the arc to Janae. She spurts into the lane, runs toward the rim, fires it with the left hand. It kicked off, but a foul. New Bremen fouled Janae Hoing. She's at the stripe, 51-12 Minster. 2.5 to go, third quarter.
Well, they've only been to the free throw line 3 times so far, but when you're making that many threes, you're not really going to the basket anyway.
Janae shoots it, hits it. Minster was averaging better than 71% at the stripe when it played Fort Loramie on January 12th, made 11 for 27 that night. Its percentage thus dipped a couple percentage points below 70. Here is Janae Hoing making 1 of 2, 52-12 in favor of Minster. Here's Naylor up and over the timeline for New Bremen. Coming out to catch is Smith. Ball high overhead. Right wing pass, Reckerman. Here's Friend with the basketball for New Bremen. Janae Hoing is on Tiemann on the arc. Tiemann to Naylor. Shot fake, dribbles into the lane, lost it, had it blocked by Pringer, out of bounds to New Bremen. 2 minutes left here in the third. Anna Minster girls at Minster on Saturday afternoon. Anna stunned Minster 1 year ago. 40-35 at Anna. Ball inbounded by New Bremen, and Kelly Naylor lights it up from distance. A long-range three-pointer. That was very high, about as high as it was long. Naylor connects and makes it 52-15. Here's Courtney Pringer for Minster. Fakes right, goes left. Now Janae Hoing between circles. Right side pass, Hoing. Janae on the bounce, 90 seconds to go, third quarter. Cross court, Danielle Barhorst. Deep left corner, Carly Richard. She throws it away on the inside. Easy pickoff by New Bremen. Ball thrown right corner to Friend. Closed off on the play by Ivy Wolf, who stepped in front late. It's a blocking foul. Wholesale changes both teams. Damaris Wolf for Pringer for Minster. Falk on the floor for Carly Richard, who came out. The five in there now for New Bremen include Aaron Smith, who's in now, a 5'6 senior. Ball inbounded by New Bremen, knocked out by Minster. Cardinals will throw it in play again. Baseline right of the basket, Naylor triggers. In it goes to a teammate on the arc, a Taryn Smith, now to Naylor. Naylor circles right. Straightaway jump shot, Aaron Smith. Bingo! A long two-pointer, Aaron Smith. She was straddling the arc. She swished it to make it 52-17, Minster. 55 seconds left, third quarter. Ivy Wolf, top of the key. Hangs on. It's a screen from Damaris. Here's Ivy over guarding against New Bremen, far side of the floor. 46 ticks to go, third period. Damaris Wolf inbounds it to Ivy between circles. Near side Damaris, left-hand bounce, steps back, shoots the three, air balls it. Courtney Ernst saves it. And then it's volleyball around, and Danielle Barhorst gets the loose change right below the hoop. 2 points for her.
Good hustle.
54-17, Minster. New Bremen down the floor quickly. Aaron Smith on the arc to Naylor, weaving into the lane. Has the ball shaken free. Minster comes away with it, and Naylor fouls in her anxiety to recover the basketball. 17.6 to go, third period. Backcourt, Ivy Wolf for Minster, up and over the timeline. 11, 10, 9 seconds to go in the third. Minster will play for one. They've got to go. Friend knocks it free into backcourt with three left. New Bremen's got it. Friend hits the trailer in the paint area. A bank shot is no good. Missed at the buzzer by Redkerman. And the third period closes out. Minster 54, New Bremen 17 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK Soccer Complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
And we thank Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Barker, for multiple years now, the number one insurance agency in the region. It's the most valued at 9040 North County Road 25A, north edge of Sydney. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you. Representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, just to name a few. You're covered with a plan tailored perfectly to your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that is for sure Barker Insurance. 937-492-1857. First 20 seconds, fourth quarter. 54-17, Minster over New Bremen. Here's Courtney Ernst, top of the circle. Hands off to Falk. Left side, Hoing, into the head of the key. Fires a pass to the right. Handled there by Ernst, 30 feet away. Now Janae Hoing instructs. Guarded by Friend of New Bremen. The lead, 37 for the Wildcats. Here's Ernst, high right, into the top of the circle. Hand off Danielle Barhorst. Outside the arc, Hoing. Minster throwing the ball around against the New Bremen man defense. There's a shot fake in the left corner by Ernst. Down to Barhorst. Straight away it goes to Falk. Baseline right, Hoing. Hoing steps back, shoots a line drive three. It rolls around the rim, comes off. Taken down in the far corner by New Bremen. And we've got a double team, a triple team, stolen by Minster. And Daniel Barhorst and head coach Mike Wiss get a timeout in the corner of the floor. A minute 13 gone by in the fourth, 54-17 Minster. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
Little Bobo O'Reilly coming on now.
Yeah, I like it. Been a great music night here at New Bremen. Minster has been every bit as good as the music. Boy, the Wildcats have been sharpshooting all night long, leading 54-17, 6.5 to play. Janae Hoing's got the ball, far side of the floor. The freshman, Friend, comes out to check her. Near side to Ernst. Ernst gets a screen, doesn't shoot. Head of the key straight on, it's Falk. Now Janae Hoing. Barhorst. What's head coach Mike Wiss working on right here, Chuck?
Well, he's running his offense. He's got a different combination out there. Got some people sitting down. Just wants to see these kids handle the basketball, which they're doing right now.
Right, here's Hoing. She darts into the top of the circle. Elbow on the right. Jump shot. 16-footer. No good. Rebounded by New Bremen. 2 minutes gone here in the fourth. over the timeline for New Bremen is Katie Howell. Feeds it low on the left to Bergman. 8-foot bank shot wide. Rebound to Maris Wolf. Knocked away by New Bremen. Out of bounds.
Bergman hadn't scored.
No. Nope. And she's hit the double-digit mark often this year for New Bremen. Very good rebounder. New Bremen simply unable to comfortably get its offense started and get the ball to the post.
20 turnovers will do that to you.
Here comes Janae Hoying over the timeline for Minster. Down the right side of the floor to Ivy Wolf. Ivy Wolf pulls up at the foul stripe. Strong on the shot. Rebound New Bremen. Got to be a reach in by Minster. And that is what has been called. Aaron Smith was wrapped up. New Bremen Cardinals in the home white. Cardinal numerals outlined in gold will bring it down against Minster. The road black, orange numbers, white piping. 5.5 left here in the fourth. Shelby County League boys action tomorrow night. It is Fort Loramie on the road at Jackson Center. Should be a good game. It was a tight struggle won by Jackson Center at Fort Loramie back in early December. 30 feet away, Howell with it for New Bremen. Throws it cross court, tipped by Minster. New Bremen gets it back. Here's a three-point try, chucked up there from way outside by Aaron Smith, who's coming off a make a few possessions ago. That one was short. Rebound down to Minster. Elbow in the right, it's Pringer. Goes cross court to Ivy. Shot fake, baseline, pulls up. Straight away, it goes to the cutter, Ernst. Ernst stumbles into the lane, might have walked. There's contact. Defensive foul ruled against Bergman. It's going to be a shooting foul for Minster. No. Which now has Lily Peltier back on the floor. 6 foot forward, a senior. Ruled in the act of shooting for the Minster Wildcats, Ernst, although I'm not sure she released that ball yet.
I don't think the fans behind us agreed that it was a shooting foul.
No, New Bremen fans think the ref blew it. The free throw by Ernst is no good, getting two. Judged to be fouled in the act of shooting. Second shot on the way. Lipped the rim. Rebound comes down to Cordonier for New Bremen. Very good sophomore is Cordonier. Gives it up out back to Howell. Howell dribble drive, baseline left. Tried to enter to Bergman in the lane. Faulty pass tipped away by Minster. Darting down the floor comes Hoying. 4.5 to go in the fourth. 54-17. Ivy Wolf got away with a walk ahead of the key. Then she spurted toward the basket below the foul line, rimmed a runner. Rebound out of bounds to New Bremen. You can't quite hear a pin drop in here now, Chuck, but it's a lot less noisy than it was an hour and a half ago.
Yeah, it was rowdy to start the game.
Yeah, back at 7:15 in the pregame, decibel level was 10 out of 10 here at New Bremen. Deep left corner, baseline drive. On the play by Cordonier, a Minster player, tries to jerk the ball loose but grabbed the arm of Cordonier. Madison, a 5'10 sophomore, toes the stripe for two. We played half the fourth quarter, 54-17. And lo and behold, in 4 minutes in the fourth, Chuck, no production whatsoever.
Right, nobody scored.
1-1 for Cordonier. It's on the way. It is short. Rebound scrap four on the deck. And Minster carves it loose, brings it down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She hustles to the foul line, then circles the wagons back out on top. Gives it up on the play to Avery Wolf. Foul line Pringer. She goes opposite to Ernst, right back into Pringer. Aggressive foul from behind the Bergman of New Bremen, and the Wildcats will throw it inbounds below the basket to the left. Four team fouls on New Bremen, 7 against Minster. Down to 3:45 to go in the fourth quarter. So many thanks here on Scores Broadcast to our anchor underwriting sponsors, the Sydney Daily News, best sports page coverage around, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, And as we run down our anchor underwriting sponsors, we miss another triple by Ivy Wolf as she drains it from distance.
That's her fifth.
She's got 15 points behind the arc in this game. She has been a shooting clinic all by her lonesome. Here's New Bremen, baseline left in the corner. And the ball is shaken free out of bounds off Minster. 3:19 to go in the fourth period. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, American Architectural Glass in Fort Norman. Here is Cordonier catching the inbounds pass in the lane area for New Bremen, and she pumps in a twisting jumper. 57-19, Minster. On the arc, it is Avery Wolf with the basketball, now to Ivy. Deep right corner, Courtney Ernst for the Wildcats. Foul line extended right. Here's a 15-foot jumper by Lauren Mox. It skips off the rim, no. Lauren Mox in off the bench, a 5'9 junior. Here's a quick fast break by New Bremen. And it's Maddie Cordonier again, like lightning. She hustles down the floor and makes a neat driving layup coming in from the right wing. 57-21, Minster. Dribble drive, Minster into the lane. Peltier missed the 10-footer. New Bremen's got the carom. 2:20 left to go here in the fourth. Down the right side for New Bremen, it is Katie Howell, and the Cardinals get a timeout. 57-21 in favor of Minster. Under 2.5 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned every day through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have five more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business quick loan from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
It is 57-21, Minster over New Bremen. Not a close game at all tonight. Last year it was a tight thriller at Minster. Won by Minster 47-44.
But well, it was 21-3 at the end of the first quarter. This thing was over early.
Right. It was 12-0 before New Bremen got on the board. 12-0 in the first couple minutes. Minster has shot lights out from range. The distance shooting for the Wildcats has been razor sharp. And here's a high arching three ball from the left wing by Erin Smith of New Bremen. She's going to earn some playing time, Chuck. Woo! Erin Smith with a 2 and a 3 coming in off the bench. That one glanced off the window right down through the cylinder. 24-footer by her. 57-24 on the New Bremen triple. 1:45 to go, fourth quarter. Minster, top of the circle. It is Courtney Ernst. Ernst gives it off in the right corner to Peltier. Hands it off to Ernst. Ball dished left side to Carly Richard. Looks for a cutter in the lane. Finds Peltier, who dumps it off baseline right to a teammate. Dribbling into the paint area goes Avery Wolf. Shot is missed. Rebound low on the left. Left-handed in by Carly Richard for Minster. Johnny on the spot. 2 points for Carly. Offensive stick back. 1:10 to go here in the fourth, 59-24. Minster in the lead. Here's New Bremen out back. Shot fake from three-point land by Howell. Pulls up, baseline left. Ball fumbled away. Mox has got it for Minster. Outlet down the floor to the driving Avery Wolf. Overshoots it. Richards got the rebound. Out on top to Ernst. Back to Avery to Peltier in the right corner. Knocked out by New Bremen. 3/4 of a minute left. Minster inbounds, Carly Richard on the arc. Carly gives it up, right wing to Avery Wolf. Cross court to Mox. Between the rings, it's Avery. 30 seconds to go here in the fourth, 59-24 Minster. As the Minster Wildcats pass the ball around and we count down the final seconds of this game, it was lopsided, no contest. Minster red hot, start to finish. And its suffocating pressure defense took New Bremen out of its offense from the very get-go. Down to 13, 12, 11. Peltier in the post, knocked away by New Bremen. Here come the Cardinals down the floor. And scooting in from the left wing It is Kyra Burtke, a 5'9 junior. Burtke dashed to the rim, poured it through, beating the buzzer by 2 or 3 seconds, and it's all over. 59-26. Minster leads New Bremen. We'll return with the scoring, a rundown on the game in a moment. This is Jack with Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
Well, back at New Bremen, where the Minster Wildcats have taken care of the New Bremen Cardinals 59-26. Individual scoring tonight for New Bremen. They were led by Kelly Naylor, senior, with 9. And then Madison Cordonier scored 8. 5 for Aaron Smith off the bench. 2 for Kira Burkey. And 2 for Abby Tiemann. They scored 26 for the game. Minster was led by Ivy Wolf. She had 3, 4, 5 threes. She scored 17. Damaris Wolf had 3 threes and 2 free throws for 11. Then they dropped down. They had 6 from Pranger, 6 from Ernst, 7 from Falk, 6 from Janae Hoeing, 4 from Danielle Barhorst, and 2 from Carly Richards. They jumped out 21-3, led it 37-9 at the half. It was never close. They did a nice job. They shot the ball well, played the typical Minster outstanding defense. I'm going to go with the Clancy's players of the game. Jack has left me, so I'm not supposed to be left on here unsupervised by an adult, but I'm going to finish it up here. Clancy's Madison Cordonier, the 5'10 sophomore. She had 8 points. She's got a bright future ahead of her. And then for Minster, Ivy Wolf, that was a no-brainer. 17 points. She hit 5 threes. She was terrific tonight. Clancy's in Sydney.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
It was all Minster here at New Bremen tonight, Chuck. I tell you what, if the Wildcats continue to play 80% this well, who knows, a second straight Division IV girls title may be in the offing in the next couple months.
And I think it's terrific that they're going to go ahead and play Dayton Carroll at Dayton Carroll. Doesn't matter if they win that game. They're going to get competition, their best competition of the year. They're going to see that on that night, and it doesn't matter how it turns out. It's just going to make them better for the tournament run.
Mm-hmm. And the Anna Rockets will try to slow Minster down on Saturday. I'm sure Anna will try a combination of man and zone. Coach Maurer does such a good job. He kept within 8 points of Fort Loramie in a regular season meeting at Anna. Those two teams play again here in just a few weeks. In fact, that game comes up 1 week from Saturday, by the way. But Anna Minster at Minster on Saturday afternoon. Fort Loramie Boys at Jackson Center tomorrow night. Webcast time 7:40. And then on Saturday evening, Rushi Versailles from the Tigers gym at 7:10. I mentioned our anchor sponsors for you. Again, running down our additional underwriting sponsors in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company in Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi in Anna Wells Brothers, Inc., the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. And Chris North will give you the lowdown on your benefits at the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John Hemp will give you his best shot. The in-between, south of Botkins. Food's not in-between. It's out of this world. Frisch's, Sydney, Troy, Tip City. What's your favorite thing? The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, from which you've heard a few times tonight. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Clancy's in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Custom foam products in Fort Loramie. Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place like it. And Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. And a few new underwriting sponsors, Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney. It's got a corner on the market for quality and reliability. Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Call on Regal. Regal for the crowning touch, 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Maury's Landing. Maury's Landing Restaurant across from Lake Loramie, State Route 362 in Minster. Stats, color, on-site engineering. Again, the final score here from New Bremen tonight, as I try to get out the last few words of the webcast. Minster 59, New Bremen girls 26 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, SCORES, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.